One Life, One You podcast, episode 36. If you don't know, my name is Nick Sherman. We are about less than 1 month away from the new year, 2020, new decade. And I know every year, January 1st, New Year's resolutions pop up. And I completely get it. The synergy of it being a brand new year, a brand new month, the first of something makes people motivated to want to try new things and accomplish new goals that they've been thinking about. But I'm asking you, if you're listening to this, to start now. I'm recording this. It's December 2nd. There's less than 1 month till the new year. On December 31st, you're not just magically coming up with a goal that you want to do in 2020. You already have an idea, a thought, a motivation of what you want to accomplish. So why are we wasting the month of December? Why aren't we starting right now, today, so that way when January 1st rolls around, you're already 3 and 4 weeks into your process. I get it. There's a lot going on in December. It's the epicenter of the holiday season. You just got through Thanksgiving. You're heading into all the other holidays. You have holiday parties. You have family things to attend to. You have shopping to do. I totally get it. But if you think big picture, you have 3 weeks left into the year. If you have, say, 2 holiday parties, you have Christmas or New Year's parties or shopping to do. Even if you take 4 or 5 of those days and call those a wash, you still have 20 plus days to start hitting what you want to do. So it's not really an excuse of, man, the holidays are really busy. It's really stressful. I get it. I really get it. There's a lot going on with everyone. That doesn't mean you shouldn't be working on what you want to work on, whether that's losing weight or gaining weight or getting stronger or being healthier, or if it's more entrepreneurial of starting a podcast, building your brand, building a business, starting a business. Don't wait to January 1st. January 1st isn't some magical day. December 2nd is just as great. So is December 5th and December 15th and December 23rd. They're all great. And they're all good enough for you to start trying now. Don't waste the month. All it is you're delaying yourself for whatever reason, whether it's being motivated or telling yourself that you don't have time, which is a BS excuse, or whatever. I don't even know what it is. Is it confidence? Is it self-doubt? That's not going to change because the date changed. You're just wasting your time of saying and trying to convince yourself that January 1st, I'm going to get started. I'm going to be motivated. Motivation doesn't last. What happens when your motivation is gone on January 18th or February 1st? It does go away. It's about building a habit. It's about building these habits to keep going and continue the process of whatever it is you want to do. I get the benefits of having a New Year's resolution. It's something to focus on, but I don't understand why you aren't starting that thing right now, today. If you want to get in shape, whether that's lose weight, gain weight, get stronger, get fitter, change how your body type is, why aren't you starting now? You're not going to come to this realization on December 31st that you want to do this. It's already in your mind. So why not start now? If you start today, and you can go to the gym or you can work out, you can eat a little better for the next 4 or 5 days, and a holiday party comes up, call it a wash. It's fine. The next day, get back to it. If it's 2, 3, 4 days and you were out all day Christmas shopping, fine, call it a wash, get back to it, rinse and repeat. So whatever comes up, if you miss 5 days out of the month, you still have 15, 20, 22 days of working towards your goals. Take advantage of it. Don't wait to the new year. We're all busy. I'm busy. You're busy. Your mom's busy. Your cousin's busy. Your neighbor's busy. Your coworker's busy. That's not an excuse to not work on what you need or want to work on. Now, I just came from the gym and I see dozens of people in the gym. You think they're not busy? We're all busy. That doesn't mean we can't focus on and work on the process of whatever goal we want to reach. I see people out running at 6 in the morning, and I see people out running at 7 at night. You got to take advantage of the any and every free amount of time you have. It's a busy season, I know, but 24 hours in a day, take away hopefully 7 to 8 hours of sleeping, 7 to 8 hours of working. You have 8 hours of time. If it's to get in better shape, you need 20 minutes, you need 30 minutes, you don't need 8 hours. What are you doing with the rest of this time? If it's about building a brand or building a business, you can take 2 hours, 3 hours every single night for the next 14 or 15 days before January 1st and work on that. The people who know me know that I have 7,000 jobs and I'm always looking to create and build more. I'm really, really, really busy, but everything that I want to accomplish, I'm working on. Doesn't matter how busy I am, whether that's building workouts for clients at 10 at night or 7 in the morning, whether that's getting to the gym at 6:30 in the morning, whether that's listing things and flipping things on eBay and Poshmark. I'm doing all of that because there's time. I don't use time as an excuse. You got to build and work and figure out your life to set it up in a way that you want to do the things that you want to do. You know, even with me doing all that, Thanksgiving was this past Thursday. It's a wash for me. Spend the whole day with the family. I'm perfectly fine with that because the next day I'm back to it. And that's how you got to kind of look at it, as the holiday season is a busy time. Certain days you just got to say, hey, I'm not going to get everything I need to get done, but tomorrow's another day. Maybe I can sneak something in early that morning or late that night. But with 24 hours and maybe 4, 5, 6 hours of actual free time, if you kind of look at your day, big picture, and step away from yourself, you have time. Whether that's watching The Irishman for 3.5 hours or watching the Eagles play for 3 hours or checking Instagram and Twitter and Facebook all day long, that's probably an extra hour right there that you could be working on yourself. Just monitor your time and know that there is extra time for whatever it is you want to do. Let's get it done. Don't wait to the new year. If you're listening to this, please do not wait to the new year. Start right now. Thanks for listening. Again, my name is Nick Sermon. This is the One Life, One You podcast. And if you're looking for help with your diet, nutrition, fitness, check out onelifeoneyoufitness.com. One-on-one health and fitness coaching, workouts sent right to your phone, diet help, nutrition guidance, accountability, motivation, and everything else you need to reach your health and fitness goals. Again, onelifeoneyoufitness.com.